This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today, I want to send a special message, especially to all of my sisters around the world. Dear sisters, no matter how Ramadan has been for you so far, I want you to take heart in knowing that from the infinite mercy and generosity of Allah to us all is that He has saved the best of this month until the last. To the level that in one of these nights is a night that whoever stayed worshipping Allah out of their sincere iman and hoping for His reward in it, all of their previous sins will be forgiven. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man qama laylatul qadr imanan wahtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." That's why, my dear sisters, even if you're not able to go for i'tikaf or tarawih in the masjid, even if you're stuck at home with your kids or feeding your baby, don't waste this chance to strive in seeking the mercy of Allah in these last 10 nights. Pray in your homes and do as much ibadah as you can. And sisters, even if you're not able to pray at the moment, don't just go to sleep. Stay up at night and strive in doing other acts of worship like dhikr, making dua, reciting Quran as much as you can. Even if all you can do is just cry and keep on asking Allah forgiveness all night. Because what Allah wants to see more than anything else is the sincerity in your heart and how much you truly want His mercy. Because remember, sisters, that none of us will enter Jannah except by the mercy of Allah. So if you begin to feel tired, just remember that if you want Jannah, then know that Jannah is surrounded by difficult things. And when you come on the day of resurrection and you see the fire in front of you, ask yourself, how much will you be ready to give at that moment in order to save yourself from it? So sisters, these last 10 nights are your chance to show Allah how much you truly want His mercy. And the reality is, none of us guarantees living to see another month of Ramadan. So that's why, as much as you can throughout these last 10 nights of Ramadan, cry and beg for the forgiveness from Allah, and especially in your sujood, keep on saying the dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Aisha radiallahu anha. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. I ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to make us all from amongst those who are saved in this month and to unite us together in the next life in Jannatul Firdaws al-A'la. Allahumma ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.